Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. Welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. My Dracula voice. Perhaps I should talk to you like this today. No, I don't think so. So, this is a show where I tell a story about someone who called me through Presto Experts. It was originally called Live Person. It's now PrestoExperts.com. And she had a problem. She wanted to accept a job offer, but they needed to check a reference. And unfortunately, they wanted to check a reference with her current employer. And shall we say, she was not completely truthful in her dealings with the new firm. And she's afraid now and has called me for advice. So I hope you don't ever need a show like this, but if you do, this is a good one. So hang in there. Enjoy the ride with me, and then come over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Come join the site so I can answer your questions as you need them and provide you with great information about job hunting so that you don't have to ask the wrong people for advice. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Now, on for today's show.
Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm referred to as the Big Game Hunter because I've been hunting down leaders and staff organizations for more than 40 years. Yesterday, I received a call from someone through LivePerson who was kind of torn. And there were two elements to the tear. Here's the scenario she painted for me. She said, you know, she was up for a job at an insurance firm. They wanted to check a reference with her current employer. Everything had checked out up until that point. She had an offer letter. They asked her to resign her job. And then they would check references with the current employer. So I say to her, not knowing that she had a letter in hand, I said, well, any problem with what they might find out at the current employer? And she starts to tell me about a manager of hers who's kind of vindictive and difficult, yada, yada, yada. I'm going to leap ahead here. I don't believe that an employer should check a reference with a current employer while you're still working there. I think it's problematic. You can't give notice until everything is signed, sealed, and delivered. Because what they're saying is, contingent upon this reference check, you have a job offer, which means you don't have the job offer yet. So don't be a fool and succumb to this. Now, the second part of her story was more interesting, and that was one of the reasons that surfaced that she was reluctant to give notice was that she had lied about her salary. I told her to call the HR person that she was dealing with at the very beginning, the one who had managed her through the process, not the individual who was coordinating the references, and to tell them the truth. Why? Because you never want to be in a situation where you're living with the knowledge that at any point they can walk into your office and fire you for lying. You know, it happens all the time. I told her two stories of individuals who I cautioned not to lie, who were greeted by security at the end of their first or second week and escorted out of the building with a box of their personal possessions. I'll just very simply say, is it worth it to you to constantly live in fear that you're going to wind up being fired to get that extra $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000 in salary? Is it worth it to you to risk your career for a number of years until this job falls off the radar in order to get that? For most people, the answer is no. And you know, I'm going to come back to a very simple point. You don't have to accept a job if they don't match your money. It's really that simple. You don't have to accept the job if the firm doesn't match the money that you're looking for. As a result, there's no reason to lie. You can turn down offers. And if a firm extends an offer to you that's for a little bit less, you can change your mind about what it's worth for you to do that kind of work for someone else. But But I'm going to come back to this point again. You don't want to be in the situation where you're constantly in fear that one day the truth is going to come out and you're fired. So this is Jeff Alpin. I hope you found this video helpful. If you did and you're watching on YouTube, share it, leave a comment, click the like button. Do something that lets people know this is worthwhile for you. I also want to encourage you to come over to my website, which is jeffalpin.com. And you can watch my other videos there or on YouTube. But at my site, you can sign up for a complimentary subscription to No BS Job Search Advice e-zine, which I publish weekly with advice for job hunters that's good anywhere in the world. It's a $499 value I give away for free. At my site, you can also read previous articles from the e-zine, listen to podcasts and my radio show, post your resume to more than 50 sites from mine, use Easy to Work With. You know, there's just a lot of stuff to help you with job hunting, including searching positions I'm recruiting for, of course, information about my books and guides to job hunting, other people's books, you know, a lot of good content and recommendations that will help you find work more easily. So come over to jeffalpin.com and go exploring. A few final things, please. First of all, if you have a question about job hunting, as this woman did, call me through liveperson.com. You know, it's a service that coordinates for me and allows me to, you know, basically take calls from people all the time that's convenient for me. Yes, I do charge a fee for it, but, you know, I don't work for free. You know, this isn't a charity that I do. Next thing, if we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. If you're interested in longer-term coaching from me, now personal coaching from me throughout your job search, go to VIPPersonalSearch.com. There's information about my coaching program there. And finally, if your firm's trying to hire someone, send me an email at the address below. Let me know who to contact and whether I should mention your name. I'd love to help your firm staff positions. So this is Jeff Alpin. Hope you have a great day. Take care.